I'm John, and tonight I want answers about tariffs and Doge. There's no stopping us now because we're live.
Are we? Are we live?
I don't hear the music.
I don't hear the music either. I doubt we're even live.
First, I'm Jennifer Sim.
Oh.
And those stories tonight on John Wants Answers.
I'm AJ Minnick.
I'm John A. Vink.
I'm Keith Statenfield.
I'm Loretta Beavers.
I'm Jennifer Sim. And those stories tonight on John Wants Answers.
That was weird.
Wait, there's
like,
a song.
Like deja vu.
There's a song coming. I know there is.
John Wants Answers.
John Wants Answers.
Give John Answers.
Check your calendars. This is February 13. Then we're live.
We're like penultimate Valentine's Day.
I suppose.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to see a comedian.
Who are you going to see?
Rooster T. Feathers. I don't know, some guy named Mario.
Yeah. Yeah.
How bad could it be?
Well, it could be really bad, but probably. It'll probably be fine.
It'll probably be fine.
Yeah, I've enjoyed many comedians at Roosters.
Yes, we have, together.
We have enjoyed comedians together at Roosters.
Yeah. My guest tonight is Keith Statenfield, and he is, what's your title?
I don't know, a guy.
Just super...
Keith. Guy
super
named
super normative,
Keith.
Kind of average guy.
Super median.
Median guy.
Yeah, like
median engineer.
I'm not the definition of average, but I'm kind of...
You're his most excellent median engineer guy.
Oh, I'm a great mediocre guy.
Not bad.
Yeah, that fits,
I think. It took us a while to get that title for you.
Yeah, well, we had to apply. And then we had to wait for the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And then we had to pay the fee. And we had to wait.
Did you file a triplicate?
The lawyers did all of that.
Oh. Your TPS report?
Yeah.
So, we have some old business to take care of.
Sure.
Old business. I wonder if that's gonna work.
It's raining. No. I don't think the guy's in the trees when it rains.
Oh, there he is. Last month we were talking about the Panama Canal.
Suez Canal.
No, we talked about the Panama Canal.
Oh, okay.
And we mentioned the Suez Canal a little bit.
Yes.
And I asked you if there were locks in the Suez Canal. And you said yes.
I thought there were.
We got so many responses.
How many did we get?
Like two.
That's...
Two people told
us. Two more people than I have ever assumed watch this show.
Well, there you go. See, two people said
no. Where were these people from?
I don't know where. From
were these people
the
relatives of yours?
No. Well, I can't be sure about one of them.
Okay.
Well, the one guy I'm thinking of for sure is my relative, but I'm not sure if he's one of the guys who said no locks.
Okay. No locks. No locks in the Suez Canal.
Locks in the Suez Canal.
They just dug a really long channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they charge you. That doesn't seem right.
Didn't seem right?
You know, like the ocean wants to be free. Like if you're in water, you should be able to sail.
And they're like, we
took it away.
If they dug it deep enough in Panama, they wouldn't need locks either.
Well, they would because Panama goes up.
Well, that's why, I'm saying if they dug deep enough, it wouldn't go up.
Okay.
But it's big mountains, I guess. They must have a huge lake in the very top, which is constantly draining down.
There are some lakes involved. They don't go up that high, but they still go up a bit.
Yeah. Up and down.
Yeah.
Second in old
business. This is the kind of scintillating information people tune into this show to hear.
Well, people first, they complain that we're inaccurate. So
really?
I show them that I care.
Is that the complaint people have about this show? That we're inaccurate?
The complaint that you keep on trying to derail the show.
That's another complaint, I believe.
All right. SSD drives.
Yeah.
You told me.
Yeah.
I have to plug them in every 3 months.
Every so often. I said you should plug them in every 3 months.
And I looked up on the internet.
Yeah.
And the earliest I saw was 2 years.
That's still.
The latest I saw was 10 years.
Do you care about the data?
Years.
Just plug it in every 3 months, for God's sakes.
Well, I have mine plugged in all the time. Doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I don't want people out there thinking they got to plug in every 3 months.
Well, to be safe, plug it in every 3 months. I mean, they will go bad. Like, you can't just put it in a safe and expect it to be good.
Right.
10 years later.
But you can, like, plug it in every year and a half.
Or every 3 months. I would go with every 3 months.
Okay. It's not old business. It's kind of like new business, actually. Because we have a new affiliate.
Wow.
And we have the...
Well, they're not really affiliates. They're just people that broadcast the show.
That's what I call them, affiliates.
Yeah, but they're not affiliates because they're not... Like, this is your only content. Like, affiliates take your entire... Like, the CBS affiliate takes all of CBS.
Uh-huh.
Like, every night.
Not like always. I heard that in the olden days.
7 to 11.
Anyways, so here's the before map.
Okay.
And then here's Altoona, Pennsylvania. Can you see it? I can't see
no,
it.
No, I can't see it.
And then, oh, there it is. And then, now here are some arrows. You can really see it. There. See? That's Altoona.
Genius.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
New affiliate.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Yeah.
If
that's
you're
where
watching,
Elon, that's where Elon Musk helped steal all those votes and get Trump elected.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Just one state, though?
You well, other states. Other states, too.
So if you're calling, if you're watching from Altoona, send us a message.
Yeah.
And, we'll
and if you've got SSD drives, plug them in every so often. Otherwise, otherwise, all of your six-month-year-old's pictures will be gone.
Okay. We were named to the top 25 California news podcast list.
What?
Yes. We are the top 25 California news podcast.
I have questions.
Okay.
Were there 25 podcasts on the list?
I did not look at the list.
Okay. Because it's... I mean, we don't seem to be a news podcast.
I feel like... Whoever got us on the list is not an accredited source.
Ah.
I think
it's like a who's who?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And if I send them $30, they'll send me a plaque saying I'm in the top 25.
Oh, that's cheap for a plaque.
Or $100, I don't know. I deleted the email pretty quick, so I don't really have a reference to it.
Okay.
But someone thought we were top 25 California news podcast.
Next month, top 25 Pennsylvania news podcast.
Maybe. Maybe. I'll watch out for that email.
I mean, New Hampshire or Rhode Island or whatever that state where we're just ubiquitous.
Massachusetts were everywhere.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, we should learn to pronounce that.
Where do we go? Does Google tell us that kind of thing?
Not anymore. They can't even get the names of bodies of water correct.
If you looked at my map of our new affiliates, you'll see Gulf of Mexico is still on there.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's from the olden days. This...
I don't think it says anything.
At the very bottom, you can't see it?
No.
But hold on.
Okay, John's going to go look.
Oh, now it's gone. Now I can't see it.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to look at
this
the TV.
This is terrible.
And my map
This is gripping television, people. This is why we have been named one of the top 25 news podcasts.
Okay, it just
in
went off the
California.
Bottom. It just went off the bottom of the screen, so you can't see it at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyways, what was I saying?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to this show. You just ask me something, and then I ramble for 10 or 12 minutes, and then you ask me something else, and then I get to go home.
Our first topic, tariffs.
It does. It sounds wet. It sounds like a wet jingle as opposed to normal.
Yeah, it does. It's a little soggy. The strings aren't vibrating as much.
Yeah.
Does Trump understand how tariffs work?
Yes and no.
He says the country that's exporting to us pays the tariff.
Yes, he does say that, and that is not how tariffs work.
Instead, we pay the tariff. We, the consumers, or somehow. Pay the tariffs to the government when the goods are imported.
The person importing it pays the tariffs, which is usually a company, but sometimes it's an individual. If you order something from, like, AliExpress that comes in from China, then you are the importer, and technically you pay the tariff.
So that's what I was asking. I ordered something from Amazon, and it turned out I was actually ordering it from China. So it's on its way. Now, who's going to pay the tariff? Like, when the postman comes to my door, is he going to ask for a credit card?
It is. So it's going to come in through a shipper, in your case, because it's probably going to be shipped direct to you.
Yeah, but it's going through, like, China Mail.
And so, in theory, the shipper is supposed to present everything they've got on the plane today to customs. And customs is supposed to look at everything and say, this has a declared value of X, and it's this kind of thing, and therefore it's subject to this tariff. And then they write that on a piece of paper, and they hand that to, say, DHL. And then DHL is supposed to collect that money from you before they deliver it to you.
In my case, it's going through the Postal Service.
Well, Post Office could also collect.
So the Post Office is going to send me a bill, and then I got to go.
They will probably make you pay something. And the few times I've had to do it, like I've had to go to a website.
Oh, okay.
And click on my little order number because they sent me an email, and then type in my credit card, and then pay the tariff.
How are they going to have my email address?
Well, Amazon has your email address in this case.
But
and they
you
have.
See, anytime you get an email from the post office or a text in the post office, it's always a scam.
Oh, right. Well, you should sign up for informed delivery.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a scam. And like they'll send you they'll send you pictures of your mail every day.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
a scam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But any other time I got an email saying tariff due or
it's
a text,
a scam.
It's always a scam.
Yeah.
So how would I know the email?
Well, you're not
going to
get it if you order something and it doesn't show up, and Amazon says, well, we sent it back because you didn't pay the tariff, then you'll know it wasn't a scam.
That's not very helpful.
No, it's not. No. I mean, before it didn't used to be a problem because there was also this general rule that's less than $800.
Uh-huh.
We're not even going to bother trying to collect the tariffs because
okay.
It's a pain in the ass.
But they've taken that out?
And they were, as part of the China tariffs, mm-hmm. They X'd that part off. And I believe they X'd that off for everyone.
So if I'm
But we still don't have tariffs on most countries, so...
But we do China.
It doesn't matter.
So my thing I've ordered is probably $20. It's a shoehorn.
Yeah.
And the tariff on that is like 10%?
If it comes from China, it would be 10%. Unless it could be considered to be aluminum or steel, in which case it's 35%.
No, it's wood. It's not steel.
Well, who knows? Tomorrow's a new day. There could be a wood tariff.
Right. But as it stands now, it's 10% on all goods from China?
I believe it's 10% on all goods from China. Now, that said, I got something that was shipped to me from China that arrived today, and I didn't pay a tariff.
Did it arrive?
It was
$2. Did it arrive under the deadline?
Well, it arrived today.
But like, when did it arrive in the country? Like you got it
a couple days ago.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tuesday.
I was like, I ordered this like 3 weeks ago. It's a little plastic thing for my vacuum, because it busted.
Okay.
My house cleaner was like, I'm sorry, I broke your vacuum.
Did you
fire
her?
Like, frick! I got to pay $400 for a new vacuum. And I was like, or I could find a way to order this part.
Uh huh.
And I typey-typeed, and...
You should get a 3D printer.
I have a 3D printer.
Well, then you should have made your own part.
No, it's a lot cheaper to pay $2 and have someone mail me the good part.
Okay.
It's very complicated. It's kind of like it's got curves and a thing, and...
All right. Well, that's all I have for tariffs. Our next topic, Doge!
He must be dead.
Maybe. Strike.
Maybe he, yeah... Did
All
he
right.
hear a yell
All
or
right.
anything?
He's dead. He was just taking a little break.
He's sleeping.
Oh, man.
Slacker.
So, first of all, this...
Doge.
It's named after a coin that Elon Musk is trying to grift.
No, it's the Department of Government Efficiency.
But
the fact that it's spelled and pronounced exactly the same as a meme dog...
Uh-huh. Is coincidental?
And... The fact that that meme dog had a Bitcoin variant named after it as an absolute joke, which then took off kind of to the consternation of the guy that created it,
uh-huh.
and then got promoted by Elon Musk, in part because it was kind of a joke, and now it's still a joke, but it's being promoted by a billionaire, so now we got to pay attention to it. And then when they were trying to think of a name for their illegally whatever government thing, they decided to call it Doge as a weird, this seems funny to me, but maybe it helps my Dogecoin, which I, no, but it's conflicts of interest all around. But yeah, Department of Government Efficiency.
Okay.
It's weird because usually you don't include the O for the of.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It should be just DGE.
Yeah, it's like the Department of Labor.
DOL. Well, we say DOD, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, Department of Defense. Yeah, okay. So sometimes you do use the of.
But it's usually lowercase. Like, it's big D, little O, big D.
Sure.
But for Doge, it's all
D-O-G.
Big letters. Big letters. All right. This is something that Elon Musk took upon himself.
And for a while, Vivek.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He dropped out of Doge.
Why?
He's running for governor of, I think, Ohio.
Did he have to drop out because he was running for governor?
No, he had to drop out because no one likes him.
Well, no one likes Elon Musk either.
Yeah, but Elon Musk's a billionaire, and Vivek's just running for governor of Ohio.
Well, Vivek's not a billionaire either?
I don't think he's a billionaire. He's rich.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Why don't you want to be governor? Like, governor does not pay a lot. I've looked into this. I've tried running for governor of California.
Yeah, I know. I tried running for governor, too.
A whole lot.
No.
No.
I mean, it pays more than I make now, but not much.
Oh, it doesn't make more than I make.
Well, that's because you're technically unemployed.
So they found this thing called USAID, which is another thing, or the acronym, they try to make it into what they wanted it to be. USAID?
Yeah, but it's been USAID forever.
So they didn't like it, so they just got rid of it.
Well, maybe.
How did they do that?
It's very unclear. I mean, they said they got rid of it, and they said we've fired and laid off everyone that worked there, and then the court said, no, you can't do that.
Okay.
And eventually, time will tell.
Didn't they say that we don't pay attention to courts?
They have said that, yes.
Is this what we call a constitutional crisis?
It's hard to say. It's kind of seems like a constitutional crisis.
Like when the executive branch ignores the judicial branch.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be one of the checks and balances.
Yeah.
We're living in a dictatorship. Like,
autocracy would be maybe a little better. But
at what point do we, does the executive branch say, we're not going to listen to the legislative branch? Like, Congress doesn't matter anymore. At that point, would Congress say, well, let's impeach this guy because that's not how things work?
I mean, it's hard to say. I think you can't really know you're in a constitutional crisis until after
you've
been in a constitutional crisis. It's the kind of thing that when you look back is clear happened. And at the time it's happening, there are people that are saying, oh, that's not what's happening at all.
They were very upfront about not paying attention to the judges.
Right, but they can also say this is an entirely appropriate thing for the executive branch to do, and the judiciary is entirely wrong. And if you say that, and your country lasts 25 more years, and everyone still thinks they're a democracy, and you still seem to be behaving, then it turns out you weren't in a constitutional crisis. I mean, we have had the executive branch ignore the courts before, not terribly often.
I've read it like three times in the history.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Andrew Jackson. Times.
Andrew
did
Jackson
it once.
Famously.
And even Lincoln did it once.
Evicted the.
Oh, the Indians off the Trail of Tears.
It became the Trail of Tears. I think the Cherokee tribe.
Right.
Or the Seminole tribe.
Cherokee tribe.
Tribe in, I believe, Florida and a little bit of southern Georgia. got forced to move to Oklahoma. And they said, we're going to give you the huge amount of the Oklahoma territory. It's great. You'll go there.
You'll love it.
And a terribly large number of them died along the way. And they, you know, were much worse off for 100 years than if they had stayed where they were. And they weren't great where they were. So who knows? You know, not who knows, right? Terrible thing. But Andrew Jackson said, I'm president. I'm making this happen. And the court said, you can't do that. And Andrew Jackson famously said, the courts have made their decision. Now let's see them enforce it. But I mean, you go back, Mayberry versus Madison was, you know, where the Supreme Court first, as a result of a case, said we get to decide and we're the final arbiter. Mm-hmm. And that was still 25 years after the Constitution was written. Maybe not that long, maybe 20 years after the Constitution was written.
What's the recourse for Supreme Court if people aren't?
I mean, there is no recourse.
Can they put people in contempt of court?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they can ask the executive to prosecute them for being in contempt of court. And when the executive says no,
that's the
what does the Supreme Court do?
That's the DOJ?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, right? Congress said we are subpoenaing members of Congress. Mm-hmm. Or we're subpoenaing members of the president's administration to appear before Congress. And the president said, no, I'm not going to let them come. They don't have to come talk to you. And the courts, Congress went to the courts and said, we subpoenaed these guys. They didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't show up. What do you do? In theory, Congress has the Capitol Police. They could order the Capitol Police to go arrest somebody. They could throw them in the very tiny jail that's in Congress.
Right.
It's like 2 or 3 cells.
Stuff them all in there. Yeah.
But, I mean, government works because we kind of all agreed to follow the rules.
But we're not all agreeing to that.
Insofar as we're following the rules, and when that doesn't happen, the recourse is people rise up and there are pitchforks and
January 6th kind of thing.
People get thrown out of the country, or they get stuck on the ends of ropes hanging from trees, or, I mean, it ain't good. I don't think we're there yet, because we're not there yet, because it hasn't happened.
Do you think an impeachment would be happening at that point? I mean,
after January 6th, they impeached President Trump.
Right. But they didn't. They voted to
and then
him.
The Senate did not convict President Trump.
Right.
So,
but I wonder if now
it is possible that the House would impeach Trump for something,
right,
if it was egregious enough, because the House was also very closely divided.
Mm-hmm.
For January 6th, it wasn't the case that the Democrats had a 2/3 majority to impeach entirely that way. The Senate is more Republican than it was in 2021.
But I'm wondering if the president says he's going to ignore Congress, then Congress might be upset about that, and even Republicans might vote against him.
Yeah, but he's already said he's going to ignore Congress on stuff. He's ignoring Congress now because Congress passed laws that says things like you shall spend this much money on U.S. aid.
Uh-huh.
And Trump has said, or not.
And that's why he got impeached the first time, because Congress passed aid for Ukraine and then he was withholding it.
Correct.
So, not good.
Good times. Good times, everyone.
Well, that's all we have for Doge.
Yeah.
Nice. Is there more? It's not a real department, is it?
It's weird. Doge is not a department, because departments are created by Congress.
Right.
But
didn't they like rename
Trump
an old one?
Took a agency that was created under, I believe, Obama.
Right.
The U.S. Digital Services.
To fix healthcare.gov, I think.
Among other things. Well, they, I mean, I have some acquaintances that worked in the digital services.
Oh, really?
And, you know, viewed it as, you know, the giving back to the country, almost a volunteer effort, because government does not pay terribly well.
Right.
Compared to what the acquaintance of mine were, you know, had been previously able to get in the private sector. Mm-hmm. And still, you know, they went, we're trying to fix the government's digital services. So they got a lot of websites much more functional. They arranged to get, you know, suddenly every appropriation was listed on a government website. So you could follow up and you could see exactly what, you know, every you know, every bill, except of course there's, you know, black stuff that is not public. Mm-hmm. But they had done a lot of work over 8 to 10 years to try to fix, and not just fix, but try to create better ways for the government to use technology and computers and stuff to make things better for everyone. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every one of the digital services was told, you know, January 20th, your services are no longer needed, and escorted out of the building. Mm-hmm. And that department was renamed DOGE. And in theory, that's the authorization for everything they're doing. Okay. But that's probably not actually authorization for that. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere there was probably a court case filed with someone to say, this is yet another thing you cannot do. Mm-hmm. Can't just, you know, I don't know if the people that worked for the U.S. Digital Services were career government employees or if they were appointees. I don't know if they have civil service protections, but if they work for the government, they very well may have.
The new DOGE guys are just like 15-year-olds or 25-year-olds.
They're
just out of college.
Many, yes. They are apparently people who have worked at one of Elon's companies. Mm-hmm. Who he has taken a liking to for their technical skills or their ability to be an edgelord on Twitter. We don't know. It is unclear whether they're government employees or whether they are volunteering and not being paid by.
I heard that Elon Musk originally was trying to solicit volunteers to work 80 hours a week, who were extra high
after
IQ.
The election last year. Mm-hmm. Elon, you know, famously said, I need a bunch of people to really help me out, and it's going to be 80 plus hours of work, and you got to volunteer.
You have to have an IQ of 160.
Part that was because, you know, between the election and inauguration, there are laws that say the incoming president can set up a transition team, and there's office space allocated to them, and there's some amount of salary for that because we want the government turnover to go reasonably well. Mm-hmm. But Elon just went outside of that and said, I just need people to volunteer to help.
All right. We have time for one last question.
Yeah.
Am I a tech bro?
I don't think so.
Why not? What's a tech bro?
Well, I think you're a little too old to be a tech bro, and you're a little too not edgelordy.
What does edgelordy mean?
You know, you say shit on Twitter and you're...
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not douchebaggery enough.
Yeah, that's another way to put it.
That's another thing you were saying about.
I mean, we don't say douchebag because that's a slur.
Right. Yeah.